This morning, we're going to have a very different service. I'm calling it Family Testimony Time. So, we're going to have a lot of testimonies this morning. And I'm really, really excited about that. We've not done this for a long time, and I feel like it's time. It's time. Before that, where's Pastor Matthew? It's like, oh, there he is. There he is. Alive and accounted for, present. Absolutely present. I got a question for everybody out here, and I'm absolutely certain that somebody's going to have the answer. And I did this like 10 years ago, and there was a young gentleman named Timothy Martinez that jumped up, ran up here, and collected the $20. And when he did, later in a testimony, he said, "I was so broke. I needed that badly." So I have $20 available. Dale, I thought you gave me two 20s. Oh, you gave me a $5 tip. Thanks. Anybody... Pastor Matthew is watching really closely here, to the first one that would jump up and raise their hand that can actually quote word for word our mission statement at Valley Church, the mission statement of Valley Church. Of course, that would be at the very, very back.
I'm getting my exercise this morning.
To equip and empower you to fulfill your purpose in Christ.
Now you have to come up and get the money. You know, 10 years later, it's not worth quite as much as it was then. But, you know, enjoy your coffee. And good job. Good job. You know, there's something else that is really paramount at Valley, something that I call it a derision, that I had a derision many, many years ago, which actually pointed the way, created the focus for a big, big, significant part of who we are, what we do, and where our focus goes at Valley Church. And it was like seven words, and it has to do with our focus. And it starts with its.
It's about the presence, not the plan.
Yes, indeed. It's like when you walk through the doors of Valley Church, it is our goal, it's our destination, it's our dream, it's our hope. It's our passion to equip and empower you to fulfill your purpose in Jesus Christ. It is something that I believe that I very heard, wow, come on, wake up. I heard very directly, I felt like absolutely hearing from the presence of God. It's about my presence, not your plans. So our goal, our focus, so much at Valley Church when we come together is to host the presence of God well, so each and every one can end up having their personal encounter with the presence of God. It's an awesome and amazing and a wonderful thing, and it's so, so, so important to know the Word of God. But I just say it's even more important to know the God of the Word. I heard three people completely agreeing with me right there. Word and spirit, word and spirit, word and spirit. So important that we know both. I want to start before I ask, I'd like all of you to begin to get ready because I'm just going to talk for a few minutes. And I know when you hear that from a preacher, you start looking at your watch and going, yeah, a few minutes. But I want you to turn with me to... Romans 8, verse 28. It says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. Everybody say, love God. Who here loves God? I saw that hand. To those who are called according to his purpose. And then verse 29, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed into the image of his Son, which is Jesus Christ, that he, who's he? Jesus, that he may be the firstborn among many brethren. So when I talk about family, it's about family testimony day. It's like the family of God being many brethren, brothers and sisters, to the firstborn who was Jesus Christ. Right? All right, Jesus being the firstborn, the rest of us following along suit. He was the only begotten Son of God. We are the adopted bunch, referred to as the brethren. Turn to your person next to you and say, brother, welcome to the family. Wow, that sounds like, you know, when you're at a baseball or a game or something and it starts, the wave. Sound like that's how it went through here. It's like, firstborn of many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Wow, I want to camp here just for a second. Whom he called, whom he foreknew. What I was preaching about last week. How many were here last Sunday? Oh, it's almost everybody. It's like, didn't that Ryan kid do an amazing job? It's like, wow. And I had several questions throughout the week. Like, he knew you were doing that, didn't he? It's like, ask him. It's like, no. That was a complete shock to him. In season, out of season, but he did such an amazing job. Pastor Matthew sitting right there, and right behind him, Renee Guzman, who Ryan does not know, but when he began to speak what he was hearing from the Lord over Renee, Renee so got blasted in the presence of God that Pastor Matthew felt it where he was at. It's like, isn't God good? When we're obedient, it's like, oh, so good, so good. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. So how many of us did he foreknow? Amen. He knit you together in your mother's womb. So he obviously foreknew you, right? Okay, so all of us he foreknew. So we were predestined to be conformed, to be formed, looking like, transformed and conformed into the image of Jesus Christ, his Son, us being the brothers and sisters that follow along. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And when we ask and accept Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior, when we believe in him, that he died on the cross, shed his blood for our sins, and was resurrected in 3 days to go back to be with the Father, when we trust and believe in that and ask Jesus to be our Lord and Savior, we have, through faith, been justified. Justified, and the, what I like to do with that word is kind of just like tweak it just a little bit to justified. Who he justified, just as if I'd never sinned. Those he called, these he also justified, put in right standing with God. We have been justified before the sight of God. These he also glorified. So what does that say? That we are glorified. We are carriers of his glory. Destined, designed, conformed to be carriers of his glory. That's good, isn't it? Glory carriers. Yeah. Okay. I want to start to break down a little bit about, you know, probably maybe half of you or a third of you at least that are in the congregation this morning don't even necessarily know what all we do besides church on Sunday morning. And I want to break some of that down, share some of that. And we're going to be bringing testimonies from pretty much representing each of the different departments, levels, and the things that we do and accomplish for the kingdom of God in this house. Are you ready for that? Awesome. Well, then, I'm going to ask up here Gloria Luna, Griselda Snell, representing children's ministry. Now, our director, the one that oversees that, had a couple people call in sick today, so she's not able to be... Yeah, come on up. She's not able to be here this morning with us because she's teaching in a room. So, you know, it would be awesome to end up having more people serving in that area so they can end up having a substitute so Susie could be in the sanctuary with us a little more frequently. Also, we have, and that's Susie Telemontes, the Director of Children's Ministries. And for youth, we have Ryan and Chris, pastors Ryan and Christy, are our directors of the whole youth department, and they're going to be represented this morning by Leah, and she's going to be bringing with her a testimony or two of some young people from, oh, looks like a pair, all right, yes. So it's Leah Mia Gia. Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting it. Oh, yeah. And we do have our youngest testimonial. Now, besides children's ministry, which happens every Sunday and every Wednesday night, and we have a children's camp, and youth, which happens every Wednesday and part of it Sunday morning, Wednesday nights, and they have a number of activities that they do. And as Pastor Christy was sharing, youth camp, we have Valley School of Supernatural Ministry. How many people do we have that are in the School of Ministry? Yeah, a lot. And representing Valley School of Supernatural Ministry, first year, we have 3 years that we do. First year, second year, third year. I guess that only makes sense if we have 3 years, right? One, two, three. It's good, Lynn. Amy Murphy, year one. See, she's so powerful, we only needed one from year one. But from year two, we got Travis and Brooke Evenden coming up here. And we have had an incredible, amazing family that graced our presence like 2 or 3 years ago. And that was Juan and Yesenia Garcia. Are they here? And as we watch them walk up the aisle here, the most amazing thing, their testimony has resulted in 3 more people, adult people, and that's like Christy Dominguez, Alejandro, and Selena. And the last one that's going to be coming up here to share is, everybody knows who Aunt Betty is. Well, it's not her. But it's her eldest, her offspring, that's going to be up here sharing. Clint Adams. And I believe that God is going to use each and every one of them to speak through, to speak to you, to me. We're all going to get to hear something amazing that he's been doing in our children, our youth, our VSSM. And one thing that I did leave out, Leah wears like three hats probably this morning. She also is Valley Christian Academy, which we might change that name, but it is Valley Christian Academy at this time, which is going to be even the high school. She's the principal this year overseeing that entire program. So, yes. Okay, so Gloria. Yes, Gloria Luna. Yes, Matthews. And what? I didn't get a chance to meet with you guys, so Matthew is going to end up holding the mic for everyone. We have an amazing sound man. Thank God we have an amazing sound man, because after I finished that baptism, I forgot to turn my mic off. I ended up standing back there talking with the guys, and then I ended up in the bathroom, and when I got finished there, I washed my hands and looked, and my mic was still on. Thank you, Dave. All right, Gloria. This young lady is a volunteer that is working, participating, a part in our children's ministry, and we're so appreciative of that. And share what you've got, please.
So I'm always volunteering for the kids, and it's a great time because that's how I became to know the Lord, and my whole family was saved under the ministry of coming to Sunday school, so I want to give back. So last Sunday, it's really funny. So I'm teaching the class, and you got like 10 minutes to really talk about the Word of God before they get distracted. So I was telling them, if you ever have a difficult situation, you can always remember the verse, you know, that no matter what you're going through, you can remember that with God, all things are possible. And I was talking to little Oakley, where's she at? And she corrected me.
So shy.
I can do all things through Christ who gave me strength.
Oakley. Great job. Give me five, Oakley. You did so good. Yeah.
So it just impressed me that they're never too little to learn full verses. You know, I was trying to make it simple for her. Thank you, Oakley.
Good job, Oakley. And how old is Oakley? How old is Oakley? Five. Just turned five. Amazing. And Griselda Snell, she's been through. This young lady been through 3 years of VSSM. It started in the very first year that we did it. She's amazing. She's served in so many different areas in the church, but spent much time in children's ministry, and what a blessing she has been. Let's one more big round of applause for Griselda.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's easier for me to read it. Otherwise, I'm going to go all over the place. Okay. So Susie asked me, Pastor Lynn wants to do testimonies. If you have anything to share, let me know. So I thought about it all week, and I kept getting distracted. And then yesterday, I was like, oh, I need to get back with Susie. And so I took the time, prayed about it, and sent her this. So I'm just going to read it. I've been doing children's ministry, I think, for like 19 years here. Yeah.
And so we don't grow weary in well-doing, do we?
That's right. That's right. So I texted Susie. I said, what I experienced in children's ministry, and I also helped in the middle school, that children, their hearts, they're hungry for the truth. Hungry for the truth. They're hungry for the word of God. They desire to see God's love apply to real life situations, not just Sunday school, not just the Bible stories. They have love for worship. They love being in the presence of our living God. And an example of that is Oakley. One time I was teaching in Sunday school in her class, and the internet wasn't working, so we didn't have the TV to do our worship. And so I just played some songs on my phone that the kids knew, and Oakley led us in worship. She did. Yes. And she did, one of the songs we did was Jesus Loves Me, and she did the hand motions all by herself in front of the class and led us. And she had her, I think she had her flags, and we'd have scarves that we use for worship. So it blesses me to see them come into the presence of the Holy Spirit and love them with all of their heart. They also lift other people up to the Lord in prayer without hesitation. So we'll have prayer, and they're always praying for people. They're praying for their mom, their headache. Like, my mom had a headache today. Let's pray about it. Or I have an owie, or my brother, my sister, my dad. So you guys are covered in prayer by your little ones. Yep. And they also receive personal revelation. This happens a lot. So we'll do a Bible story, a Bible video, and then we discuss it. So I'll ask them questions like, what does this mean? Why do you think Jesus said that? And the things that come out of their mouth, you know, like in the Bible where it says, when Peter said, you are the Son of God, and Jesus was like, you didn't know that, but the Holy Spirit revealed it to you. The things that come out of their mouth, you know it was the Holy Spirit. You know that it's God, the living word, speaking to them at that moment. And all of these kids, they might have grown up knowing about God, right? Like they come to Sunday school, a lot of them know about God. But how do they invite other children, other people who have not grown up that way, right? How do they invite other friends, like at the park, in their school, at the store, in the hallway, whatever, other children that didn't grow up reading the Bible, that don't have parents that talk to them about God, that pray with them? How do they do that? Let's see. How do they invite others who haven't grown up that way to experience the love and the kindness of God? Do they have a personal testimony? That's important to me. Like, do the children, do they have their own testimony? Do they have their own relationship with God? Or is it just like what dad said, what mom said, well, this is what we do. You know, we go to Sunday school, we go to Wednesday church. This is just what our family does. But do they know why? Do they know why are we reading the word of God? Do they know that it's a living word? A living word that every time they open it, God's going to feed them. God's going to feed their soul. Like we feed our body with breakfast, the word feeds our spirit. And let's see. So we introduce him with the Holy Spirit, and we believe that he is working. And I think that we're all hungry for those real life experiences, those real life opportunities to be a walking light of God. And then I'm going to stop there, because during worship, the second song, I think it was Holy, Holy. So I was praising, and the first thing I asked was, God, tell me what to say, because I don't want it just to be a routine, something from my head. Just tell me what to say. And I kept worshiping, and then I heard God tell me, do not, let the little children come to me. And I heard it so clearly during that song, let the little ones come to me. And then he reminded me of that story where the disciples, right, there were a lot of people and there was children, and the parents wanted to take their little ones to Jesus, and the disciples rebuked them and said, no, don't bother Jesus or whatever. And then Jesus, so I'm just going to read it because it's bad. Oops, I turned it off. So I heard God say that, and then I started crying uncontrollably. And I'm like, why am I crying? And I just asked God, what do I say? And he tells me, and then I'm crying. So I'm like, why am I crying? And then God told me, basically let me feel the compassion that Jesus has for the hearts of the little ones, right? He created them in their mother's womb to restore them back to him. And he was letting me experience the grief that he felt at that moment when the disciples rebuked prevented the children from coming to him. He was grieved by that. So in Mark 10, it says, and they were bringing children to him so that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. And I looked it up, and one of the meanings of indignant could be grieved, and said to them, permit the children to come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
Yes, amen, amen, amen. There is no finish. Junior Sorry. Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Going to finish that. And it says, truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child, right? So it's not just a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, it's all of us, like as a child, will not enter at all. So I just wanted to encourage you guys that don't hinder the children from coming to God.
Youth, Leah, Mia, Gia.
Okay. All right. So.
And VCA, okay. Whatever you might want to say about VCA.
Yeah,
these guys are.
VCA. Yeah. So, well, it's all mixed because it's all, we have a happy family. So VCA, every single month, we have a chapel time. And during that chapel time, we hear the word of God. Christy leads us in worship with Jared. It's amazing. And for the first, every month, we've had different speakers, Pastor Matthew, Pastor Lynn, the most nervous he's ever been, he said. It's been amazing. But for the last 3 months of the school year, we've got to hear the word preached by three of our interns who are also Tribe Youth members and who also work as teacher's assistants for our school. So last month, Ruth brought the word. And then this month, Hannah, back there, she's doing the camera, taught the children. And the next week, Maddie Allen. And I just think that's a huge testimony of all the amazing parents, all the amazing pastors, all of you discipling our kids and then being empowered to be who they are in Christ, amazing and powerful. And our littles loved listening to them just as much as they're the big dogs, right? Running with all the pastors. And so I was super proud of them. Okay, so that's VCA. Well, then VCA, these are two of our students who also go to VCA and go to Tribe. They're amazing. This is Mia and Gia, and I'm Leah. So yeah, that's super fun. So Gia just joined our school a little over a month ago. She enrolled from a public high school over in Star. And I just wanted to ask her a couple of things about how has it been different from public school to VCA as our school. So let's first talk about some of the differences.
Okay. The differences is, like, at my old school, there wasn't, like, God there, and it was, like, really sad, but at this school, there's, like, a lot of peace, and, like, we just talk about God a lot, and, yeah.
How have you grown?
Well, I feel like my relationship with God has gotten better, because at my old school, we never really talked about God, because I don't think anybody was Christian there, but now we, like, read the Bible, and it's, like, really fun.
So her mommy and her daddy are here today at church for the first time getting to visit our church. Yes, which is super fun. And she was sharing with me that this Easter, they always watch the Easter Passion of the Christ, and they talk about God. And Gia was telling her stuff that she'd never told her before. She's like, of course, Mom, I go to a Christian school now. We've been talking about this. So I just love that. Okay, so now we're switching to Tribe Youth. About 3 weeks ago, we were doing our small group time afterwards, and we were just talking and praying. And as we were talking, the girls started sharing a story that Gia's wrist was really hurting. And so I said, well, let's pray for that. And so we asked Mia to go after that and pray about it and go after that. And so this is their story. Mia's going to go first and tell you kind of how it went. Because it's a cool thing. I know, they're nervous. But tell them they're amazing. All right, you got this.
You got it. You got it. You got it.
When she first, told us about it, I prayed one time, and the pain didn't change. So
when did the pain start?
It started at, like, 6, I think. And I prayed a second time, and it went down to a 4, I think. And then we wanted all the pain to go away, so we prayed again. And the pain didn't change. And then we prayed one more time, and the pain went all the way to a 0.5, she said. And then...
Okay, we're good.
Okay,
we're good. That's it.
Awesome.
So... No junior Holy Spirit, but from the little ones. See, they don't just get babysat around here. They're being taught. They're being activated from the time they're just littles. And then we get into youth. What ages are these guys? Middle school. I think that used to be called junior high. And now we're at VSSM. So... Amy, what's God been doing in your life through VSSM?
Well, because I can be a little chatty, I had to write mine down too. When I first heard about VSSM, I immediately sensed that it was something that I wanted to do. I was coming out of a season of grief and more than ready for the Lord to do a new work in me to prepare me for the season that was ahead. I was so hungry for more of Him. His presence and His word. And now looking back over the past 9 months, I realize He has given me far more than I could have hoped for through VSSM. Because of the richness of the teachings and powerful testimonies, as well as the wisdom of the pastors and teachers, who each so beautifully model walking in the Spirit, I have developed a deeper love for His word, both written and spoken. And I have come to understand more fully about who I am in Christ. My level of intimacy with the Lord has increased exponentially. And I can honestly say without a doubt that I know I am His, He is mine, and I will never be alone. And finally, the relationships that are being built within the student group are absolutely priceless to me. I will be eternally grateful for all that this year has brought to my life, and I'm really looking forward to year 2.
Yeah, yeah, that's so good.
Okay, and VSSM is something that takes place every Thursday night during the week. They're watching videos online, and then there's a meeting where there's activation and where there's teaching and the different teachers. We have Pastor Rich, Pastor Dina, Pastor Christy, Pastor Matthew, Pastor Benji Snell, Griselda's husband, and then occasionally Renee and I will fill in if needed. So it's like, I was just looking to see what it costs actually to go to Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry, and it's like $5,200. So like, it's around $600 a month to go there, and I believe it's about 100 and a quarter or 100 and a half to come to Valley. So we just try to make it so anybody that wants more, can certainly have the opportunity to come and be really fed and grow. So now, for year two, Travis and Brooke, who are involved in a number of different things, but they have gone now almost completed the 2 years of Valley School of Supernatural Ministry.
So I've been thinking for like 2 days on what I was going to say, and this morning the Lord totally showed me. So we have four kids, and our two older children are our boys, and they both have gotten words about being leaders. And at home with their siblings is where that starts, and that's usually being bossy and not leading. And so I've had to, like, one of the things I say to them is, leadership is not telling, it's showing. And second year of VSSM is incidentally about leadership as well. And so I think that the Lord this year has really just been showing me the places where I actually have influence. And it's really easy for me to be like, oh, I don't need to be with the youth. You know, what are they going to, I don't have anything for them. And the Lord's like, no, you absolutely do. And it's just been the sweetest time of getting to know not just my identity, that's first year, but the power that I have to lead and to influence, and that what I've been through and what I have to say is for someone. And it's just shifted my perspective, and it's helped me show my boys how to lead as well.
So good. So good.
Hey, big dog.
Hey, big dog.
So I want to give a quick testimony. Actually, last Thursday at VSSM, it was a powerful night. We talked maybe for 10 or 15 minutes about the videos we watched, and then there was a lot of ministry happening, and it was all really good. But at the end of the night, we're wrapping up, and we're walking out, and earlier in the night, I had talked to Alonzo and Angelica, and I was telling them about I've had sciatica down my leg for like a month, and it's been really painful, and I've been trying to do all sorts of stuff to try to fix it. And anyways, at the end of the night, we're kind of walking out, and Alonzo says, hey, I want to pray for your leg. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Like, let's pray. So he prays, and it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a moment, really, except for that the pain just went away. Yeah, it was beautiful. So it was amazing. I was like, praise God. Like, thank you. Like, you know, we've just been contending for it, and in that moment, God did it because he loves me, because he wants me to be pain-free. And so those are the moments that we have in VSSM often. Those are the things that, like, they're not in the curriculum. They're the experience of being there. And I think for me this year, when we're talking about leadership, it's been huge, like Brooke said, not only to just focus on like how can I grow as a leader, but to look at my community, to look at someone like Alonzo and go, praise God that Alonzo is being empowered into his calling, because that blesses me. And that is more than anything I could ever do on my own, the community can do together. And so I think that's really the goal of VSSM, is just like, wow, we get to learn individually, but then we get to impact as a community. Yeah.
Turn my own self off that time. Now, we talked about family testimony. This is the family that, you know, when we Revelation, it says, they overcame the enemy, the adversary, by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus Christ, and the word of their testimony. Sometimes the testimony comes in word, and sometimes it comes in action. And as we watch somebody and the fruit of the Spirit that is displayed in their lives, sometimes that's the biggest testimony as that you could possibly experience, right? And other times it's sharing the word. And I know there was plenty of sharing the word that's happened in both walking it out and sharing the word in this family. So would you guys, you want to all come up together, I think is what I understood. So Juan and Yesenia were the first ones. We can start with Juan.
Hello, everybody. So first of all, just want to give all the glory to God for what he's been doing in our family. You know, it started off with Yesenia and I just wanting more of Jesus, and we just, you know, decided to come here, and we just fell in love with everything. I mean, you guys, the people of this church, are so amazing. We felt Jesus here like we've never felt him before, so we were just over our heads, just wow, this feeling is amazing every time we come to church here. So, you know, we were like, man, we can't just keep this to ourselves. We have to try, you know, we want our families to live this as well, to enjoy this the way we enjoy it. And, you know, little by little, you know, slowly, but it's been happening. I mean, it's what we wanted, and surely enough, it's, you know, here's a little bit of that fruit already. And more to come, I hope, and I pray to Jesus that's what will happen. So, yes.
And this young lady right here, I will never forget part of her experience. I'm not going to delve deeply into it, but she definitely was touched by the presence of God, and it was life-changing for her. And I'm not sure just how much you're going to end up sharing, but we're going to leave that to you and Matthew, or Pastor Matthew here.
Yes, so we came here first day, November 7th, 2021. We're going on 3 years this year. And the first day we walked in, I was very hungry for the Lord. I was nervous, but at the same time, I was ready for Jesus. And first day walked in, Holy Spirit. Man, I've never experienced that. And since then, I wanted to just, it's just like a gift. I can't keep it to myself. I have to share it to everyone else. And of course, my family. I just wanted my family to experience. It's just a gift. It's just beautiful. And so I would share with my family. I would talk to them. And I have some family as well that came here before my brother and sister-in-laws. She came in, first day got baptized. Like, she hadn't even stepped into the church. So I know Holy Spirit was all over that. But also, I've been praying for my family. Like, Jesus, I want them to experience this as well. And it happened, and my brother, a year ago, as of February this year, he's been coming to church with his family, and then my other sister-in-law, Christy, stepped in around December, and man, Jesus is really, really working with her. I love that. So it's been beautiful for our family, and they're here. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
And this guy, he has laid some of our carpet. He repaired all our stairs and stairways and stuff. It's like amazing floor covering guy, if you ever need. It's like, but what's happening in his life besides that, he's really busy with that. But besides that, that's the really amazing part, what God's doing in this family, this man.
Like my sister said, we've been here a little over a year now. And before, we used to think like alcohol and drugs was the way to life, just the way to enjoy it. And we were just wrong. As soon as we stepped in here, we just never looked back. And since then, I had the opportunity to marry her up here. And then we were also baptized this past Easter. And the way he's been moving in our family is just, it's something we've never experienced. And just, if anyone's just struggling, just give your life to him, and he'll change it, make it better. Just believe.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, awesome.
He wants a mic.
Yeah.
He wants a microphone now.
He's got a word to
you
say.
You want the mic. You got something, buddy?
Say
hi.
What do you
want to say?
Hi.
Hi. You want to say hi?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay.
It's about to come out. And I just want to jump in here too, just seeing the power of God just hit you, and just, I was just overcome by his presence, just seeing your hunger and then God just overtake you. I don't know if you want to just share about the power of the Holy Spirit just overtaking you.
Yeah, I'd say, I believe it was like a month and a half after the first day we walked in, I was touched. And that was, it was just nothing I've ever experienced before. So it was very eye-opening. And then it's happened already like multiple times already. It's just crazy that it happens. And the more I just give my life to him, the easier it is to just be touched. The more stuff happens that it's hard to believe, but it's possible. It's there. Just believe in it. And yeah.
So good. So good. Awesome.
All right, Selena.
So, I've seen God touch you multiple times. You want to share about what the Lord has done?
Yeah. So, before we came to Valley, we were going to another church, and I would sit there and just feel like this is not home. I'm not feeling. I don't feel Jesus. Like, I want to feel Jesus. So then I told my husband, you know, we've gone to this church here that you've been going to your whole life, your whole childhood. Let's try out a Christian church. So then we came here because Yesenia was here, and the first moment I walked in, I was in tears. I was like, this feels like home. This is where my father is. And yeah, just carrying a bag full of being obsessed with drugs and alcohol and crystals and like all these new generational things that people say that it's normal. It's not normal. It's really not. So I was ready to let go of that bag and to just give my life to Jesus because that bag was getting too heavy for me. And so now I feel free, I feel life, and that is thanks to the Lord Jesus, and he has just fulfilled me, and I know that he's not done. Like this, we're a big family, so we can be all the way down there, so yeah. I'm telling you, we're not done here. Just the beginning, yep.
Yeah. Oh. And this guy has almost gotten the mic from me 3 or 4 times. He is a strong boy, I'll tell you that right now. You got muscles.
He wants to be a preacher.
Yeah.
All right, Christy. Here one day?
Go for it.
Oh, hi, brothers and sisters. You just put it. Okay, so I got baptized for the first time in 2017 in a church in Houston. And I got completely lost after that. I was a lukewarm Christian, as they say. I was lost. I was empty. I was struggling with addiction to alcohol. I had anxiety. I had depression. I had anger problems. I had a lot of family issues. I was struggling to forgive people, especially my family. And my sister-in-laws, both of them, always would invite me to come to church. And something always happened, and I never got to coming. And in December, God just told me, come home. You need to come. You need to come back. And I listened. I stepped foot at Valley. December, I believe it was Christmas Eve, the first time I stepped here. And I felt him tell me, like, you're here. You're home. Thank you. Like, he was just happy that I was here. And He's working in me so much. The perfect lover, I call him now. He's amazing. I'm completely in love with him and falling more in love with him every day. All glory to him for everything he's doing in my life and our family, with my husband, who's not here now, but he will be one day, in Jesus' name, amen. Yes. And, you know, I'm here, and thank you, everyone, so much for being so welcoming, and this is home now, and, you know, thank you.
Yes.
I'd like you guys to stick around for just a few more minutes. We're going to have Clint speak now. Clint Adams.
Come on up.
I'm going to say Clint represents, we have this incredible prayer ministry that we have Wednesday mornings that Barb leads. We have Sunday morning immediately afterwards. We're going to open up for prayer up here. And we have Monday night healing rooms. And then we have Tuesday and Thursday is a time of inner healing, where there are things that take place like deliverance and inner healing, which seem to kind of be intertwined. And Rick and Lisa LeBrun oversee that with are the teacher's oversight, and Matthew is directly over. Pastor Matthew is directly over that. So Clint is the representative, the single representative, who has participated pretty much in all three of the prayer ministries at Valley, as well as being here on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights for 3-4 months. Something like that. And so just wanted him to share. He's shared some of his testimony with me in bits and pieces a couple of times. And it's like, wow, Clint, it's time for you to share with the congregation. So Clint Adams.
Good day to everyone. You know, God doesn't always play fair. My mother, bless her heart, dedicated me and gave me to God before I was born. And I was raised in a rather harsh, denominational, legalistic church that when I attained teenager status, I rebelled. I discovered alcohol and marijuana when I was a sophomore in high school. Decided I liked it and went on to run away from home when I turned 18. Joined a cult called the United States Marine Corps and perfected my skills with alcohol and drugs. Saw some things I wish I could forget, carried some guilt over some, and did my best to drink it and drown it. I did achieve sobriety for a 7-year period one time with no help from a judge or in the court system, but I still had the craving for the alcohol and the drugs, and went through a divorce and started in again. From the period of 1997 until 2014, I got 5 DUIs and did a total of, right at 230 days in county facilities. God saw fit to not send me to prison. It was 2 felony DUIs. And that's a miracle in itself. Even after spending 8 years on probation continuously, I still didn't want to give up my friend alcohol or marijuana. And last August, a very close friend of mine killed himself in a motorcycle accident, drunk. And I decided I was going to do the Lord a favor. I brought his sister to the healing room. Well, I decided while I was here that maybe a little bit of that wouldn't hurt me any. And I wrote on my paper, I need mental healing. Well, Donna and Dave, I think they snuck out to the mailbox and read my mail. Because, I mean, they prayed for stuff I didn't even know was wrong with me yet. And that was the start of a miracle that still took another 90 days to soak in. But along about Christmas time, I decided I needed to quit drinking. And God took that away from me. But I still like my marijuana. And I actually had a good conversation with the young man standing next to me. And he says, well, you know, I wouldn't worry about it too much. When God wants you to quit it, he'll just put it on your conscience and you won't want to do it anymore. Well, lo and behold, about 3 weeks later, I ran out. And I was on my way over to Adrian, to the gal that grew it, that I bought it from for years. And it was all of a sudden like I just wham, got hit in the head and said, don't go. So I turned around, went back to the farm. And I'd had premonitions throughout life where I shouldn't go that way today. And, you know, sure enough, there'd be a car wreck or something. So the next day, I decided I was going to try it again. Because I figured, oh, that was just one of them. Well, I get about 25 miles in that direction, and my car overheats. And I checked the coolant level, not low. Turn around, headed back towards Caldwell, car cooled off. Okay, who's watching out for me? And, you know, it's just it's been a continuing experience. I praise the Lord today. I always had the feelings of inadequacy. I don't deserve God's grace. And this morning I woke up about 3 o'clock because my cousin back there called me about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon and says, hey, I want you to testify. Anyway, so worried about it a little bit. Woke up at 3 this morning and it was just a dawning in my mind that, you know, God spoke and created the heavens and the earth. He spoke and there was light. He spoke and all the critters landed on the land and in the water and in the air. But he took his hands and molded dirt and then breathed the breath of life into Adam. That told me how special we are in God's eyes. And even though we may not deserve his grace, it's there. And it only took him 64 years to lasso me from the time my mom gave
me.
Yeah, come on. Woo! Yeah, come on. Oh. Yeah, praise God. That's so good.
You got something you want to say?
I'm just overwhelmed. Jesus changes lives. Amen. You know, I feel like the Holy Spirit was just reminding me of what I shared during the mid-service where I felt like he was saying life is in him. It's not in alcohol. It's not in drugs. We can try in a million places, but life's only found in Jesus. And all of these that came on stage found life in Jesus. He's so good. He's so faithful. And I just think the faithfulness in your life, Clint, just how your mom dedicated you to the Lord, and he's been faithful your whole life, even in your struggles, even in your sin, that he wasn't done with you. And even at this kind of late place in your life, Jesus is like, I still have grace for him. I died for him. I want to rescue him. And that just encourages me. That encourages me so much. Isn't Jesus faithful? I mean, he's so faithful. Yeah.
I just, Clint, it makes me think of the one thing that you said to me when you were sharing your testimony that you had shared with someone else about what was happening. And you said, you know, I've tried many, 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 many times to quit drugs and alcohol, and I have never been successful except this time. And someone asked you, well, what's different this time? And you said, I really met Jesus. So, yeah, his presence, his power, the authority that he has. Yeah. Excuse me. There's one thing that I would like to accomplish now. This, we talk about no junior Holy Spirit, and we pray. It's what we do here. We see many healings from healing rooms, from even inner healing, and Wednesday mornings there and around this altar. I couldn't tell you how many healings that we get to see. But in my office, when these guys came in, this family came in, this little guy right there, Abraham, who's still trying to get a microphone and speak, had a problem with his hips. They had taken him to the doctor, and so he just refused to walk because too much pain in his hips. We prayed for him two times in my office, and he took off walking across the floor in the office, and it's like... But I've just asked them to stick around. For one thing, it would be awesome to... I'm going to ask Pastor Matthew to... we're going to just pray over this family, and I'd like everyone to just extend their hands to them, because this is like the missionary group right here for a huge family. So we want to pray over them, and we'd just like to seal the deal, combining our faith with everyone together as we extend our hands towards them for little Abraham's complete healing. I mean, he's walking, which he wasn't doing because he didn't even want to be down before. So God's touched him. We just want to seal it. We want to make sure that he is completely healed. But we want to bless this family in such a way that they're going to walk out of here power and authority with influence over their family, and not just their family, but their workplace. Just God bless them, bless them, bless them. Pastor Matthew.
Yeah, just join me now as we're praying. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for this family. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for how you've extended your grace to this family. Thank you that you have drawn them for such a time as this. And I thank you, God, that your grace will not cease. I just hear you saying, my grace will not cease with this family, but will only begin to increase more and more and more, that there are more family. God, I thank you, and I just see the whole family, the extended family here on stage, and that we're all going to rejoice together because you're drawing them to you. You are doing a mighty work, God. And we thank you for what you've begun in little Abraham. We thank you that you've touched him. We just acknowledge that, Jesus. We thank you that you've begun a good work, and you love to complete the work, and you've paid for the completion of his healing. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we declare total healing to Abraham's body right now in Jesus' name. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet, total healing, running all over the place. God, I thank you for the strength that you've given him. And right now, I just declare strength to his body, strength to his legs, strength to his back, all the way from his feet to his head right now in Jesus' name. Hips be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father, and I just thank you that what you have done in this family has just begun, and I thank you that it will spread, God. Not just to family, but I believe neighbors and all the contacts that they have, people that you've placed in their life, they don't even know it yet, but they're going to have an encounter with Jesus, God. So I just bless them right now. I thank you for just a heart to evangelize on this family in Jesus' names, not just with words, but with action and with their life and with the holiness and with your presence that they're experiencing. God, I thank you that this family is a testament to new life. I thank you for the turnaround that you've done. I thank you for the turnaround, that they are a sign and a wonder as a family, that you turn lives around, that Jesus, you are real, that you're more real than all the counterfeit things, that you are the real Jesus, and that you still save today in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, God, thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Can we stand together? And I'd like the prayer team to come up. I want to open the altar. Anybody this morning needs healing? This Jesus that we're talking about, if you've never asked Jesus to come into your life to be Lord and Savior of your life, I'll just encourage you to come. Come, come, come. We have a prayer team, a powerful team of people that are ready to pray for you. If you need physical healing, if you just need a time of refreshing this morning, I just encourage you, come. Father, I just thank you for your goodness. You are a powerful, powerful God. You change lives and transform people, and you are conforming us into the image of your Son as we submit ourselves to you and into your care. I just pray that over each one this morning that's here, that you will bless them, that you will keep them, that you will make your face to shine upon them, heal them, each and every one, of any sickness, ailment, or disease, and bless them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.